So, for example, thinking. So the characteristic of thinking is that one joins another, and if you are not aware. So in this context, I think it's fit to be clung to. In practice, what does it mean? Does it mean that we step back?
Well, you get a perspective on thought, because in the Eightfold Path, there's right thought and there's wrong thought. Being able to step back far enough, because if you're clinging to it, then you're investing in its emotion or its correctness or its truth and reality, and so we get fully invested in it. Whereas if we're willing to not cling, or not adhere to, or not settle into it, then we can make a more clear assessment. Is this beneficial or not beneficial? Is this useful? Is it not useful? Is it true or not true? So then we can let go when we see, oh, this leads to suffering. Or we see, oh, this actually leads to deepened understanding and more clarity. So then you want to be able to apply the thought process then.
Apply the thought process meaning?
Well, then think skillfully.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when you're reflecting skillfully, then you're creating more clarity. There is a point, like in the, what's it, the way do we Vitakka Sutta, the two kinds of thought. But then there is a point, even when you're thinking really skillfully, the mind gets tired. So then you still have to set that aside. But for most of us, that's down the road. But it's true. And once we do learn how to apply our mind, because that's, say, like Dhamma Vichaya is an enlightenment factor. It's like investigation of state. So it's like applying the thought processes to separating things out with investigation. But then also when it's not necessary to do all that investigation, then you can set it aside and just stay with a point of clarity and a point of stillness.
Like awareness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.